Tana mi tashmish. I mean, don't put my wife and your wives into pain by not having tashmish with them. So mashma having tashmish is called hano, and not having is called an inui. Vayta v'yim tikach mitzoris. And who I don't want you to marry other wives. Rashi is biyoy. First Rashi lahashmish oinosin. First is I don't want you to stop having oino, but not to be with them. And second, Lovin wanted that hishbiyoy kemashmo shloyesav lemtzoris. Don't marry other wives. For the Gemara, no. V'yema idi v'idi mitzoris. Maybe both imtanem v'imtikach both means from tzoris, not having other wives. Don't give my daughter's pain by marrying other wives. In other words, it's like explaining itself. What does it mean imtana? What does it mean don't give them pain by imtikach, by taking other wives? For the Gemara, miksev imtikach. So it says if they take, that maybe means to explain what imtana means. It says end. Mashma another thing. Like Lavan told Yaakov two things. One thing is don't give inui, don't give pain to my daughters. And secondly, don't marry other wives. So you see the first thing of imtanes benoisai means not to give pain to them by not having tashmish with them. No. V'yema idim idim mitzoris. Maybe both means taka not to marry other wives. Mitzoris. And it's not explaining it, but there are two different ways of not having other wives. Maybe chad letzoros today. In other words, Lavan gave each one a shivcha. There's Bila and there's Zilpah there. So maybe first he told Yaakov, you stay with Rachel and Leah, they should be yikar wives, and don't go to the shvachas. Don't make the shvachas yikar. The chad letzoros the yasin lay mialma. And secondly, Lavan wanted Yaakov not to marry other wives. So maybe both of the psukim mean imtane and imtikach both mean not to hold with the other wives. Either don't, the Rashi says, shilayasa bila v'zilpa kivirois shavas lem, don't make them like Leah and Rachel. And that was one thing. And then he tainted, don't marry other wives. So maybe both psukim are talking about marrying other wives and not tashmish. And the Gemara, dum yodi imtikach. Yeah. Miksev imtikach v'imtane. Does it say first take and then tane? Imtane v'imtikach siv. It says tane first and then v'imtikach. Now, if you're going to tell me that they're both talking about tzoris marrying like somebody else, so v'imtikach for sure means don't marry other wives. Now, that's a bigger tzorum. It's much worse for them if he's going to marry other wives than just making the shvachos greater than they are or shabbos with them. So usually when you want to swear somebody, you swear the bigger thing first and then not such a big thing. So if you're telling me now that tikach means not taking other more wives, and imtana means the four that you have right now, don't make the shemachas equal to Rachel v'Leah, he should have first said v'im tikach, and then he should have said v'im tana, because the biggest thing you say first. So since he said imtana first, mashma that's something by itself, and that's a terrible thing also. Therefore, like we're saying, imtana means he meant to say, don't keep away not to have tashmish with them. And secondly, don't marry other wives. So that's the raya that tashmish amitah also means inui. So tomorrow, Omalei Rav Papa Labaya. Rav Papa told Abaya, Hai tashmish gufa, the ikru inui. The yichsev, I have another pasuk that says tashmish, living with your wife, that's called inui. The pasuk says, Vayishkav oiso vayaneho. It says by Shechem, that when Shechem lived with Dina, Pasuk says that Shechem lived with Dina, v'yaneh, and he gave her a painuk. You see, the Indian of having tashmish is called pain. Well, there he did it the wrong. There he did it. He forced her. Omel is at the Maranein. Hossa maybe she'ina mebiyas acheres. There the Indian means something else, that he didn't have more tashmish with her. And Rashi says, mebiyas acheres, she'is misav aloi, Dina wanted to be more with Shechem. V'loi bo aleho, v'yaynosa, v'yomim shom de etzloi. That and Shechem didn't live with her. So that was the inui. For the Shemati, she'inu mebiyos acheres shebo leish lekadaka. That's what it means. I mean, he gave her pain. He gave her pain taka because Shechem was boil her shlekadaka. All right. Tana Rabbanim, also lirchoitz miksas gufay kechol gufay on Yom Kippur. It's also to wash even part of your body like your body. Not only to take a shower, wash your body, any part of the body is also. Like we spoke out, either it's an issur of the Rabbonin, or else the Ran says it's an issur of the Raisa. And the Rabbonin have a right to explain exactly when the Torah said it. Let's say your hands are dirty. You have schmutz on your hands. Is then rochus kedarkoi. You're allowed to wash your hands. You don't have to be afraid of it. So if you learn this only mid the rabbanon, it's very good. The rabbanon said not to wash yourself on Yom Kippur, but they themselves says though, when you're dirty, there will be maker will let you wash yourself. But if you learn this also mid the raisa, how could it be mutter to wash yourself when it's dirt? I mid the raisa tzaser. That's what we spoke out. That's the way the Ran explains. That these shittas that learn that these five inuyim are rasim midiraisa, it's together the Torah left it up to the Rabbanan to explain the Torah to say when it's asr and when it's mutter. So Rabbanan saw fit to say that when your hands are dirty, there will be matzah, we want you to be clean on Yom Kippur. So it's not called like an inyan of tainug, that you're having enjoyment, but therefore we'll let you wash yourself. So the Rabbanan like explained the Torah that the makim you have dirt on your hands, then you're allowed to wash yourself. And that's halacha. Weiter. Oser losoch mixas gufa kol gufa. Sicha rubbing yourself. It's also to rub even part of your body, one pinky, just like it's also to do the whole body. Let's say a person was sick. Or shehoye loy chatotim bereshoy. You had like boils on your head. You had like blisters there. And you're scratching it not to give yourself pleasure, but push to take away the pain. Then sach kedarkoi. Then you're allowed to scratch yourself. You're allowed to rub yourself, I mean. V'yena choshesh, you don't have to be afraid. Same thing. Either the Rabbanim and the Rabbanim is mutter, or else the Rabbanim saw fit to say the Midiraisa also what's mutter. Maratono Devei Menashe. We have Shimon Megamliel Oimer. Ma'adicha isha yodeho. Yodo achas. An isha is allowed to wash one of her hands, b'mayim, in water, on Yom Kippur. V'noisenes paslatinik. And she's allowed to feed her child because the nurse, in other words, she wants to wash her hands to make her hands clean before she feeds her son the food. She doesn't have to worry about it. She shouldn't say, "Aye, it's also to wash in Yom Kippur." For this purpose, it's mutter. So here's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns, "Madiches yoda." Why does she want to wash her hands? Lefi sheruach ro sher al alechem hanilkochim biyadayim shleinotlam shachris. Rashi is mashma because she didn't wash negovasa yet. So Rashi is mashma mikra din on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash negovasa. The three times you wash your hands in the morning when you wake up to take away the ruach ra, that's also to do on Yom Kippur. Only here an isha that wants to feed her child bread, so she's going to touch her hands on the bread, so bread is going to get this ruach ra, that's going to be harmful for the kid. So then you're allowed to wash your hands. But if you don't want to feed your son bread, you're not allowed to wash negovasa according to Rashi. V'shei mashei shifter. This shade about negovasa, that's called shifter. That's where Rashi learns. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. Tosfos learns, Rabbeinu Tam Meforish, to below the sin is pasta tenek mutalito yod of shachris, like we do. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, no, you're allowed to wash your hands three times in the morning when you wake up. Even if you don't want to feed your children, Yom Kippurim. Tlegor melechluches petit, uvitsoya. It's not worse than we learned. If your hands are dirty, you're allowed to wash off your hands on Yom Kippur. So now that your hands have this ruach ra on them, you didn't wash negovasa yet, pshit, you're allowed to wash them off. So taisa shit there is, you're allowed to wash negovasa in the morning. You're allowed to wash your hands three times in the morning. So why does our Gemara talking about now that an isha, before she feeds her son, she's allowed to wash her hands? So taisa says there's a new pshat. Taisa says, Shesher al oichel, kishabo litain pasta tinik ben dalat veishonim. Interesting. If you want to feed a kid that's 4 or 5 years old, there's a new ruach ra that goes upon the bread. Unless you wash your hands first. V'chayn kosa, make the kid choke. Im loynoto yod of yoyseshua, if you don't wash your hands first. Because even though you wash your negovas in the morning, still you have to wash your hands a second time. So Tayy speaks out, Rabbi Zoya, how come we don't do like that? Nobody's makbe now in the middle of the day to wash your hands before you feed your kid. So Tayy says, Amash, shayr lemei nizorim achshav, bezeh. This ruach ra doesn't apply to us as manas anymore. Just like we're not afraid of zugos anymore and gilui, you're allowed to drink water that was left open overnight. So therefore, this ruach ra doesn't apply anymore. So Kol Purim Tosfos learns our Gemara is a new type of ruach ra. It's something wrong that when you want to feed your kid that's 4 or 5 years old, you have to wash hands before you give him bread. Therefore, the Gemara says on Yom Kippur, the isha is allowed to wash her hand. It says, "Omru Olav al Shamay Azokin." It was said about Shamay Azokin, "Shelo rotsa lahachol biyod yachas." he did not want to have to wash his hand on Yom Kippur, so he didn't want to feed his kids food. He didn't want to wash his hand. The Gozer Olov and the Chom Dem were Gozer on Shami Azaki, no. Lahachol b'shtei yadayim. They made him feed his kids with his two hands, then he's going to have to wash both hands. In other words, teach him the halacha. Now, my timer, what's the reason why are you supposed to wash your hands before you give them bread to eat? Am Rabbayim Mishum Shifta. Mishum this Ruach Ra, this Malach, this Mazik, called Shifta is on the bread or on your hands. So the Rashi learns it means when we wash hands in the morning, that's the Ruach Ra. And the way Tosfos learns is something special that comes upon when you want to feed your 4 or 5 year old kid a bread, if this Mazik comes there. And it doesn't go away unless you wash your hands first. Tana Rabbonim, look at the price like this. If somebody's going on Yom Kippur and he wants to visit his father, or he wants to go visit his Rebbe, or he wants to go in front of somebody that's greater than him, Lav Dafka's Rebbe, another Talmud Chacham he wants to go visit, is Oiver at Savor B'mayim, even though there's a river in between, and the Rebbe lives on the other side, your father's on the other side of the river, so you allow the Mamish walk through the river, even though the water Mamish comes up to your neck. V'yena Choshesh, even though there's Nitzar Mechitza, not allowed to wash yourself, but this is not called the washing that you're enjoying. This is called you want to go someplace. You're allowed to walk through the water to get there. Iboilu. And Befrat, you're going with Dvar Mitzvah. You want to go see your father. You want to go see your Rebbe. Or Talmud Chochem. What about the opposite way, though? Iboilu. Harav Eitzel Talmud Mai. What about if a Rebbe wants to go visit a student? What's going to be the halacha then? Toshema. The Yom Rav Yitzchok Bar Bar Chona. Ano Chazitzel Ziri. I once saw Ziri. The also legabe Rav Chia Barashi Talmidei, that Ziri the Rebbe went to his Talmud and he went through the water on Yom Kippur. So you see, even for Rebbe to go to his Talmud is also mutter. Rav Ashi Yomano, Hahu, that story was different. It was Rav Chia Barashi who, the Oz legabe the Ziri Rabbi, it was just the opposite. It was the Talmud that went to the Rebbe. So you don't have a clear writing from this story. The Gemara Rova Shora Livnei Eva Livei Ova Yemino Leneva B'Maya Lenture Peri. Rova was matter the people that are living on the other side of the river, and that's where they were living. And they had their fields, their peri, their orchards was on the other side of the river. So they wanted to go through the river on Yom Kippur to watch to be nota to watch their peri. So he's matter for them. He was matter them to walk through the river on Yom Kippur. That's not called a rechitza shotaining. You're not doing it to enjoy yourself. You're doing it to walk on the other side. Shrashel and Ture Peris, Peri, Shoyel Hem Pardesim Be'ever Anor. They had their Pardesim, the orchards on the other side of the ocean, the river, and they wanted to walk over it to watch it. They weren't doing business. They just went to watch it. That's Mutter. Omalay Abaya the Rova. Tanya the Messiah, I'll bring your Raya to you that's Mutter. Shoimre Peris, people that their job is to watch the orchards, over and out of Arm B'mayim. They're allowed to walk even on Yom Kippur, up until the neck in water. They ain't choshen, they don't have to be afraid. They're allowed to walk through. So you see clearly, it's not called the rechitza of tiny, that's also, this is mutter. So tomorrow, Rav Yosef, Sharulhu, Levnei, Beit Arbi. Rav Yosef was matter for the Talmidim that lived in this place, Beit Arbi, Lemerva B'maya, to walk through the river on Yom Kippur, Lemeis Lepirka, to go to the Rebbe, to go to Shir. Rashi Beitabi means Shem Akfar. His Rava was matter. The people, the Talmidim, Rabbi Yosef was matter. The Talmidim living in this city, this town, called Beit Arba, to go to the Drosha on Yom Kippur, and they had to walk through the river to get there. V'yena Choshesh. Lepirkinim. Now, Lemezel LaSharulhu, but to come home after the Drosha, to walk back home, he wasn't matter it. His Amalei Abaya told to Rabbi Yosef, you should know, Im Kain, Ata Machshilun Lassen Lavoi. If this is going to be a psak this year, next year they're not going to come. The drash l'shana cheres le'yavoyu. Hoyav le'yitar to le'avar esamayin lachzer. Since the Talmidim will see we're going to get stuck there, we'll go to a drash, we'll have to stay there the whole day, won't be able to come home, because you're telling me you can't come home on Yom Kippur, you can't walk back through the river, so they're not going to go in the first place. So therefore the psak should be a smut even to come home. And Ika the army, some say nechanami. He was matter the Talmidim to go to the Shir, even though they had to walk through the river. And he was also matter them, he allowed them to come home. Omalei Abaye. Bishleima lemeisei lechayim. Bishleima to go, they understand, is to learn Torah, to get chayim. El lemezo my taima. Why were you matter them to walk home? There's no purpose. Let them stay there. But there it is, because they shall taima achshun lasalovoi. That we wanted to make it easy for them to make sure next year they'll come back again. If the dish will tell them they have to get stuck and they can't come home, they won't come again next year. Rav Yehuda of Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yehuda, have a kaime aguda denorum. They were standing on the bank of the river. A mavro de chatzta, on the mavro of chatzta, Rashi mokim ma'avar hanor mul chatzta. It was the other side of this place called chatzta. Ve'vikoi romi bar popa ma'agisa. And romi bar popa was on the other side of the river. Is rabalu koila. So romi bar popa screamed, shouted across the river. Ma'u lemevar lemesla gabaychu lemishol shmaitetum. Am I allowed to walk all through the river right now to come to you to ask you questions in halacha? Omalei answered back, Rav Yehuda, Omalei Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, the Arma Tevayo, they both said that halacha is oiver, you are allowed to walk, like we had before. You're allowed to walk, Ladvar Mitzvah, you know you have to walk through water. Obavado, providing, Shlo Yaitzi Yoda, you can't pick up your hands, Mitachas Chafak Chalukai. You have to make sure your hands always stays down, keeping your like shirt, your jacket down. In other words, you should not come to pick up your jacket. Rashi says, "Machmas mitachas chafas svas chalukai the rim the hem of your jacket lagbia shulechalukai." In other words, you should not come to pick it up. Al zroyei, because the more you're going through the river, so you want to pick up the bottom of your jacket and put it on top of your shoulders. Plus, your jacket shouldn't get so wet. So you want to more pick it up and put your jacket on your shoulders, that's usur. Because even on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk that way. There's an issa carrying. That's called you carrying your jacket. Drashi, the ain't the nearer malbush. It's not looking like it, like a malbush, like a clothing anymore. Elekunoise aksaif, it looks like you're carrying it on your shoulders. The Yamamar, we learned it more on Shabbos. Hayotzi, batalis mukafelis. If somebody goes out with his talis folded up, aksaif, on his shoulders, b'Shabbos, chayiv chatis. So, Melu, when you walk through the river here, you have to make sure you don't pick up the bottom of your jacket to put on top of your shoulders, because that's like you're carrying it, and you're not allowed to carry on your kippah. That's like you can't carry on Shabbos. Maski v'lo Rab Yosef, uvichoyel ki hagavne mishari, is it mutter to go put yourself in such danger to walk through a river up until your neck, even in the weekdays, that mutter, the chorus is sakona. V'aksiv, the pasuk says, nicheskel, v'yomid elef v'yama. He measured 1,000 amis. V'yavirenu b'mayim me'afsoyim. This goes, and we'll have later, we had this gemara once before, that from the Kodesh Kadoshim, it came out a stream of water. And the first 1,000 amis, the stream was very small. And the further and further the stream went, the bigger and bigger the stream got, till it came to a big, gigantic river. So it says, first he went out of the Kodesh Kadoshim, and he measured 1,000 amis. And he passed over the water. The water at that time only came up to his ankles. That's all. Mikan shemuta lavra lavsoyim. That avad, you let him walk through water that's only up to your ankles, you can walk through it. Then the pasuk says, Vayomad elef, he measured another 1,000. Vayomad elef, Vayama, Vayomad elef, Vayavarenu b'mayim, Mayim, Mayim Birkoyim. He went over the water that came up ready to his knees. So Mikan Shemuta Lavar Al Ad Birkoyim. You allowed to go through water even though the water comes up to your knees. Then the apostle says, Vayomud Elif, Viavirenu Mei Mosnoyim. That he went through the water, he measured another 1,000 amas away, and then the water came stronger and bigger, it came up to his thighs. It is Mikan Shemuta Lavar Ad Mosnoyim. You allowed to walk up until even though the water comes up halfway up, still it's Mutter. Mekan v'yelch, Mashenkin, after that, the pasuk says, Vayomud elef, he measured more, nachal, ashal yochol avor. He measured more, and the water was so strong, when it comes more than up than your thighs, more than halfway up, he couldn't walk over it anymore. So you see, once the water comes more than halfway up, it's a danger to walk through. Lo yochol avor, I can't go through it, the pasuk says. So you see, once the water comes higher than midway up, it's a danger to go through. And the Gemara Amar Abaya, Shani Nachal Radifin, Maya. They were talking about a Nachal, a special river, that river was very strong water. So that water is dangerous to go through. But regular water, calm water, a lake, is mutter to go through, even though it's up to your neck. The Mar Yochi Avrenu Besichai, maybe you could walk through it, maybe go through it swimming, maybe swimming should be good. And the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Talmud Laima, Pasuk says, Ki go hamayim meisochoi. My meisochoi, what does it mean meisochoi? Shayushit. Shayuto, that he can't even swim. With such strong water, he couldn't swim it. Shekenkur in the shayta saicha. Sounds like shayta saicha. So also socho means like swimming across. He couldn't even swim across. Katana, maybe go across the door in a small ship, a small rowboat. Talmudloima bal telech boy. No, you can't go through what the pasuk says. You can't walk through this. You bal telech boy on the shayit that he couldn't go through it. We even with a small rowboat. Yochi avrena bebruni gedola. Maybe with a big ship could go through. Talmudloima. The end of the pasuk says no. That sea adir loyavirenu. Even with a big strong ship, you can't go through this river. Loyavirenu. Is my master Kanatagun Rab Yosef.
Loytozobe Bisvina Tsayodin, you can't go through with the big fishermen boats, or Bruni Raps in the big ships, Loytoguzenu, cannot pass by this. In other words, through this river that the water goes through by very fast, even these big ships can't go through it. Even the Malachamovas can't go through this river. You see, even the Malachamovas can't go through this river. Here it says Shait, and there it says Meshait Boris, and talking about the Malachamovas there. So even the Malachamovas can't go through this river. All right, we'll stop here. We'll see more about this river later on tomorrow's daf.
Yeah, Hondaf Ayin Zainim Abeis, the bottom Gemara. Amar Rav Pinchas, Mishun Rav Huna, Tziporoi, from the Huna from Tziporoi, that Mayin Hayotzi Mibes Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Mayin, the little well, the little stream of water that started from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is Betchila, at the beginning of the flow, was Doime LeKarnech HaGovim. It was a very small flow. He had this Gemara in Shkolim. It was a very small flow of water, looks like the carnate, like the horns of a grasshopper. Kivon shegiel lepetach hechol, as soon as the stream continued on and reached the hechol, is nasik nechut shel sesi. It already became the thick already, as the string of shesi they put on the loom, that's the one that goes hard.
That goes straight up.
Kivon shegiel ulam, when the water went further ready, came to the ulam ready, then nasik nechut shel orif. Then it went like a bigger string a little bit, you put across the orif. That string that goes across the loom, that's a little bit thicker than the string that...
Right.
Yeah. Kivan Shagia El Pesach Azorim. As soon as the string comes to the Pesach of the Azorim, then Nasa Kepi Pach Kotin. It comes the size of a small bottle. That's already how thick the stream of water is. Finally, this is the way we learned. That Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov Oimer. Mayim...